Today's Tanya for the 15th of Kislev is in Kuntis Achren. It's on page 320. The number at the bottom of the page is 624. In this Kuntis, the Alter Rebbe starts with the pasuk David's Mireis Karisavahu, that David is being criticized for referring to Torah, describing Torah as a song of praise. And Alter Rebbe explains, what is the praise of Torah? In what way are the mitzvahs, the halacha, that this thing is kosher and this thing is not, that this thing is permissible and this is not, how is that a praise to God? So the Rebbe bases the explanation on the pasuk, Magodlu Masecha Hashem, Me'ed Omku Machshavei Secha, that Magodlu Masecha goes on creation. Me'ed Omku Machshavei Secha, how deep is your thoughts, this is the thought of Torah. Because from creation, we can see the greatness of Torah. And that is, that the entire world, with all that it exists in the world, is dependent for its existence and for its life on every detail of every halacha, of every mitzvah. As for example, if a karban is brought properly, then the whole world receives its chayus, and if there is one slight detail that is out of line, that is not kosher, in the process of the karban, then that life is not available to the world. And so the thought that the entire existence of all the worlds depends on one detail of one halacha, of one mitzvah, this is the insight that the world gives us into the profound thought which is Torah. That one detail of Torah can determine the outcome or the fate of the entire world. So this was David HaMelech's song of praise. He praised God for the greatness of Torah, in that the entire world depends on one detail of a halacha. This, however, was criticized, as the Alter Rebbe will explain in today's shiur, that there is a part of Torah, a dimension to Torah, that is much higher than its effect on the world. Even the effect of bittul, that the whole world is completely bittul and dependent on a word of Torah, even that is not the highest part of Torah. And when a king has a vast wealth of gold, and you praise him by describing the silver that he has, that's considered a chet, that's considered a sin. So in describing the external part of Torah, rather, in praising the external part of Torah, rather than the internal part of Torah, David HaMelech was criticized. What is the internal, external part of Torah? The external part of Torah is the Ratzin. And the internal part of Torah is the Tainug. And Tainug is much, much higher than the Ratzin. It is the life of the Ratzin, it is the source of the Ratzin, it is the strength of the Ratzin, and so on. Now, in Ratzin, as far as the Ratzin goes, all mitzvahs are equal. All mitzvahs are the same in that they are what God wants. It's God's will. And that's why it is called the external, or the back, because when you look at a person from the back, all the parts are equal, they're all the same. It's all the same skin. However, when you look at a person's face, there are completely different limbs, completely different organs in the face, each one of them with their own purpose, with their own value, with their own function. And the same is true with Tainug. As far as the will goes, all mitzvahs are the same, are equal. They are all equalized in the fact that they are God's will. But as far as God's pleasure in the mitzvah, each mitzvah has its own unique pleasure. Every mitzvah is distinct and different. And that's why it is compared to the face, pnimius. Now we'll go on page 320. It's about two-thirds of the way down. The line begins with the word mezamer. Ach, mashaho yomishtabeach, b'tehilas ha-Torah b'maylos hazu. But the fact that David HaMelech was praising Torah with this virtue, And he says that the Torah is my song because the whole world is bottled to one detail of one halacha in Torah. He was punished for this. And God says to him, you call it song? And the punishment was that he brought the Orin on a wagon, forgetting that it was supposed to be carried by human beings on their shoulders. So why was he punished and criticized? Mishum shebe'emes my losazu. Because the truth is that this virtue in Torah, shekol ha'olam es betelim legabi digduk echad mimeno, that all the worlds are bottle and dependent on one detail of a halacha, this virtue he mebechinas achuzayim shel emek ha'machshava. He said earlier, ma'omku machshavei secha goes on Torah, and machshavei secha is two machshaves, the external and the internal. So the Rebbe is saying that this virtue that Torah has, that the whole world is bottled to it, the whole world is dependent on it, that is the hind part of the depths of the machshava. So the external part of Torah, the external part of this machshava, is the effect that Torah has on the world. But the internal part of the depth of the thought of Torah, shehu pnimiyus haTorah, which is also the inner part of Torah, he miyuchedes legamri be'erein sev baruch hu hamalubish bo betachlus hayichud. This part of Torah doesn't relate to the world at all. It relates only to God, who is clothed in the Tainug, in the Pnimiyus HaTorah, and is completely united with it. And this Pnimiyus HaTorah, as we said before, is the Tainug in the Torah, the Tainug that God has from the mitzvahs. Ulegabi ein sev baruch hu kol ha'ilam is kolom mamish v'ayin v'efes mamish. And relative to the presence of God that is in the Tainug, in the Pnimiyus HaTorah, the whole world is totally insignificant, not just bottle and dependent, but totally non-existent as if it wasn't at all. Because God was God before the world was created. So there's an aspect of godliness that can't be measured by its effect or how much greater it is than the world. The Hilkoch Gam L'Pnimiyus Hateira ein l'shabcha klal b'tehilas chayus kol ha'ilamis. Therefore, the inner part of Teira, Pnimiyus Hateira, is not to be praised by its effect on the world. Me'achar d'lo mamish chshive, since compared to the inner part of Teira, the world is non-existent. U'b'chinas Pnimiyusa ein simchas levav enish v'sha'ashuav Elokiviyochol Simchas Lev Vishashua Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemishtasheya Bo. In the Pnimiyus HaTorah, the joy is not the joy of the person who studies it, but rather it is the joy of the King, of God, who takes joy and pleasure in the Torah. Ki Elikim Haven Darko V'yedeya Mekeimo Mailosa B'yedeyes Atzme Kiviyochol, because only God understands its way and knows its level and quality through self-knowledge. Knowing himself, he knows Torah. But it is hidden and concealed from all eyes, from all living things. As it says, my face you cannot see. Which means the inner part of Torah, as explained there in the name of the Arizal. So there is that part of Torah that can only be described as Ne'eloma Me'enei Kol Chai. It is hidden from all living things, and to praise Torah by its effect on the world is already a lower level, an external part of Torah, and not its greatest praise. And that's why the punishment was, as he will say, the punishment was that he forgot a halacha, because forgetfulness also comes from the hind part, not from the inner part of Kedusha. But the specific halacha that he forgot also is directly related to this distinction between Pnimius and Chetzenius. Because the reason that the Torah had to be carried on the shoulders of people is so that the relationship between God and the Jews that comes through Torah, through Pnimius HaTorah, should be maintained. At Matan Torah it says that God spoke to us face to face. The Torah itself, the Luchos, that were contained in the Ark, also was face to face. It didn't have a hind part, because the letters could be read from both sides. And that's why it had to be carried by people who would be carrying it while facing the Ark, face to face. And this is the halacha that David forgot, because he was praising Torah for its chitzenius, for its hind part, and therefore the punishment was that he forgot that Torah had to be carried face to face, ponim beponim, which is pnimius. And that's what the pasuk says, that the Torah says, I was God's pleasure, etzli dafke, and the emphasis is on God's pleasure, etzli, by God, or misacheches lefanov, I played before him, the Torah says, I was God's pleasure, again, before him, lefanov dafke. Which is the inner part of Torah, which is appreciated by God alone. And on this level of Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, it says, that Torah says, I am God's nursemaid, nanny, in that this part of Torah, its function is to nurture the neshama while it is still above. It is not the function of this part of Torah to give life to the created worlds. Rather, it is like a nursemaid to the neshama. It nurtures the neshama. Now, concerning the hind part of Torah, the external part of Torah, there it says, "Misachek es betevel arce v'shashue es b'nei adam," that the Torah is in part of the world. It is the pleasure of the world. And it plays before creation. Ki ha-teira nitna v'chinas ponim v'ochez, because there are two sides to the teira. It was given both front and back, face and back. Ki d'chsiv b'megillah ofo de Zechariah, as it says in the flying Megillah of Zechariah. It says, v'hiksuva ponim v'ochez, that the teira was written front and back. And because David praised Torah by its hind, for its hind part, for the external part, that's why he was punished with forgetfulness that comes from the hind side of holiness. He temporarily forgot Mashekosu, the mitzvah, the commandment, Avedas HaKedesh Aleihem B'Kotev Yisrael, that the holy object of the Beis HaMikdash, they have to carry on their shoulders, L'chaber li'yachid es ha-katfayim, shehen b'chinas ha-chuzayim, l'avedas ha-kedesh. And the purpose is to bring together the shoulders, which are basically the hind part, to the Avedas HaKedesh, which is Chochmei Lo, B'Bechinas Ponim, to bring the hind part of the person to the face of Torah. Shem Isham Nimshechu HaLuchei Sheba'Ozein, because it was face to face that the Luches were given, that were contained in the Ozein, K'meshe Kosuv, K'suvim Mishnei Evreim, that the letters were written from both sides. There was no hind part, it was only face, and the purpose of carrying it on the shoulder is to bring the person who does have a hind part to bring him face to face with Torah, as it says in the Gemara Yishalmi in Shkolim, that the Luches didn't have a front and back. It was only the later parts of Torah, only later that Torah had the front and back parts that were described in Zechariah. In the Hayem Yem, for the 15th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe told his son, the Mittel Rebbe, that the Zayde, a reference to the Baal Shem Tov, the Alter Rebbe referred to the Baal Shem Tov as the Zayde, and to his Rebbe, the Magid, he referred to him as the Tata. So the Zayde said that one has to have Mesiras Nefesh for Avas Yisrael, even for a Jew whom one has never seen.